Hello and welcome. Today's brief meditation will be a grounding meditation. Grounding can help us feel safe, more centered, able to respond instead of react, and to help us feel stable in the moment as well. Or you might find that grounding has a different purpose for you, and we will explore how grounding feels in your body. So I invite you to sit up straight, either on a cushion or maybe you want to stand with your feet on the floor, or sit up straight in a chair, or find some other comfortable position where you can feel connected to the earth below you or the ground or the floor, but really taking notice of the fact that your body is solid, the earth beneath you is solid, and we can connect that feeling. And you might start to scan your body. You might notice some tension, maybe in your shoulders or even in your feet or your belly. If you were to start to notice your breath, what might you notice? And I invite you to wiggle your body around if you like. Shaking and movement is a wonderful way to release tension. If you were to become aware of a place beneath your belly button, which we could call your first chakra, or it can be your root chakra, or it can simply be a place in your lower body that you're going to ground from. And I invite you to notice that area of your body. Maybe you notice your lower pelvis, or maybe you notice the base of your spine. And I invite you to imagine a tree. Maybe it's a sequoia or a weeping willow or some other tree. And if you were to connect that tree to that area in your lower pelvis, and then let it go down through the floor and down to the center of the earth, what would you notice? Perhaps this is a familiar feeling for you, or maybe it feels new today. Maybe you could notice an emotion that you didn't know you had. If you were to notice something that you would like to release that perhaps is not serving you in this moment, I invite you to do so. And if you were to release it down your grounding, how would you do that? Would you offer it up as a gift? Would you shove it down? Would you burn it? Or some other way? With grounding, we don't need to hold on to everything. We can let go. When we let go of things that aren't serving us, we can make space for something new. And everything is energy. So let go of one energy. We can make space for another. I invite you to imagine a time in your life where maybe you were very grounded. Perhaps you were spending a lot of time outdoors, or you just felt really on top of it, or something else, or calm, or some other way in which you were very grounded. And I wonder what that is like for you. Is that how you feel now? Is there anything you would like to draw from that time for yourself in this moment? And all the while, your breath is breathing itself. And there are no rules to this meditation, simply exploring, grounding. And I wonder now if you could imagine a time in your life where you were not grounded. Perhaps it's a memory or a feeling. Perhaps you made a decision that you weren't happy with, or maybe you didn't respond the way you wanted to, or maybe you felt jumpier. Or I invite you to notice how not being grounded feels in your body. And there's no rules, there's no good or bad. Sometimes we choose to be ungrounded, and it's fun, like at a party or other things. But I just invite you to notice that now. If there's anything that you would like to release from that time, or anything you would like to heal, I invite you to release it down your grounding. And I wonder if you let go of the tree and you created a brand new grounding for yourself right in this moment, what would your grounding look like? A unique grounding just for you. Would it be a rainbow? Would it be steel colors? Would it be solid or opaque? What would your grounding look like? And if you could notice a shift in your body, I invite you to tap with your non-dominant hand or notice if there's any shift within your body. Is it less tense? Maybe it feels lighter. Maybe there's no change at all. If there was something that you would like to fill yourself with, what would you fill with? Forgiveness, creativity, patience, compassion, or something else? And how would you fill yourself up with it? Would you bring it in through the top of your head? How would you fill in the spaces? Perhaps it would expand from somewhere within. And I invite you to notice your feet and their connection to the earth. And if you could imagine grounding cords coming down from your feet into the earth, what would they look like? Would they match your big grounding? Your bigger grounding? I invite you to explore your connection of your feet with the ground beneath you. Do they get warmer? Do you want to move around and wiggle? There's no rules. If there was a message for you and your grounding for you right now, what would it be? And I invite you to notice a symbol or hear a word or a phrase, something to take with you from this meditation, a gift. And where would you put that gift? What would you do with it? Would you store it in your heart? Would you put it somewhere else? Would you put it in a locket? Would you let it go down your grounding and remember it? Would you tuck it away in a jewelry box or somewhere else to keep for yourself when you need it? And as you're ready, I welcome you to stay in your meditation or come out when you're ready. You can gently open your eyes and come back to noticing your surroundings, the noises, but take your time. Thank you.